Welcome to the combat training episode for Feral Pigeons. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document and an internal questionnaire. Feral pigeons are a common and widespread pest which damage buildings and can carry disease. How to spot a feral pigeon? The plumage can be white, bluish, purple, or even black. Head and body length 31 to 34 centimetres long, and they weigh between 200 and 600 grams. Both sexes are a similar size. Where they live? High-rise buildings, balconies, tops of buildings, nooks and crannies on derelict buildings, loft spaces, under bridges, listed buildings or heritage sites, causing severe damage if left undisturbed. Nests are a crude structure constructed of twigs, plastic, leaves, bark and grass. If nested in lofts, they will use loft insulation also. Nests become saturated with droppings. They stay close to their nest if food is abundant in that area, otherwise they will forage further afield. Males will search up to 500 metres from the nest. Females will travel up to 250 metres away. What they eat. Feral pigeons in urban areas scavenge for food, eating all types of food waste. They are prolific where food sources are abundant, near takeaways and restaurants, for example. Some people feed pigeons in town centres, exacerbating the problem. Pigeons eat 30 grams of food per day and produce 2 kilograms of droppings a year per bird. How they breed. Breeding pairs have up to 7 broods a year. There are 2 eggs in every brood. Main breeding times are March to July, when temperatures are favourable and food is plentiful. Eggs are incubated by both male and female birds for between 17 and 19 days. Once hatched, young birds are fed by their parents for up to a month. After that, they are fully independent. How to spot you've got a bird pigeon problem? Sightings: an abundance of pigeons in a single area. Noise: pigeons make soft cooing noises. Droppings: there can be a slip hazard as well as transmitting disease. Hazards of pigeons. Building damage. Pigeon droppings are responsible for serious and costly damage in buildings. The droppings make the stone more porous, which lead to cracks forming. This is especially damaging to heritage buildings and costly to repair. The droppings also damage metal and paintwork. Lastly, droppings are laid in gutters and downpipes, which may contain seeds. These seeds germinate, creating plants, which block the gutters very quickly. This leads to water damage inside the property, which is costly again to repair. Very soon, a beautiful building falls into disuse and disrepair, needing further cleaning and repair work. Spread of disease. Pigeons carry over 110 different pathogens, including 8 viruses and 55 fungi. They can be transmitted through droppings. If you have a large number of pigeons and a build-up of droppings, this must be tackled as a priority. Secondary pest infestations. Pigeons can cause secondary pest infestations. That means they bring with them a multitude of other pests, including mites, spider beetles, book louse, mealworms, etc. Health and safety. Pigeon droppings can cause a serious slip hazard, especially if they're roosting along sideways or staircases and entrances. The law and protection of pigeons. There is a lot of legislation around the management of pest birds like pigeons. This includes the Protection of Animal Acts, the Protection of Animals Act, the Public Health Act, the Wildlife and Countryside Act, Firearms Act, Working at Height Regulations, to name but a few. Secondly, the bird themselves are protected, so they need a license to work near them or around them. Licenses can vary, so please visit Natural England for the up-to-date licenses. For our team members, please visit other episodes, ensure you're taking your questionnaire for continuing professional development, and we will leave it there.